USA Radio News.
The 2020 election is still making news in Wisconsin. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
The COVID-19 pandemic may have contributed to a drop in birth rates at the beginning of 2021, according to a new report released on Tuesday by the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Visa and MasterCard are cutting off credit to Russian networks.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is facing more repercussions. Payments and credit card giants Visa and MasterCard have blocked Russian financial institutions from their networks. Visa and MasterCard both pledged $2 million towards humanitarian relief for Ukraine. It should be noted the Russian ruble is crashing very hard Tuesday morning. Its value to the dollar, 0.0089. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden announced the U.S. is banning Russian aircraft from its airspace in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine. Biden made the announcement in his State of the Union speech on Tuesday night. He also laid out what he called his unity agenda, which includes beating the opioid epidemic, taking on mental health, and helping veterans. And the Dow fell nearly 600 points on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Former President Donald Trump's legal team is appealing certain subpoenas, John Hunt reports.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump have appealed a ruling that he and his two oldest children must testify in the investigation by the New York State's Attorney General into the family's business practices. Trump's attorney filed a notice of appeal nearly 2 weeks after a New York judge ruled on February 17th that the three Trumps must sit for depositions within 21 days. The Trump family had unsuccessfully tried to squash the subpoena for testimony, arguing it was improper for the Attorney General's office to issue those subpoenas for its civil investigation while the Manhattan District Attorney's office is still conducting its separate criminal probe.
Spring breakers expecting to party in South Beach until the crack of dawn will be forced to stop drinking at 2 a.m. for 2 weeks in March under a new alcohol ban that will be in effect for the city's most popular nightlife areas. Between March 7th and March 21st, the sale and consumption of alcohol will be prohibited after 2 a.m. in South Beach's world-famous entertainment district. City commissioners voted to roll back the current 5 a.m. cutoff time for booze sales in place throughout much of the city. Major League Baseball has canceled opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years. The league and union have not made plans for future negotiations. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.